guest has a passion for film. Growing up in Khayelitsha, where movie houses and cinemas are few and far in between, Ubuhle Sithela saw an opportunity. As a young man, he decided to start his own traveling cinema show. To fund this project, he began a bin cleaning initiative in the sprawling township. His cleanup efforts have made him a popular face in the area, but the 22-year-old is even more popular now that he has a solar-powered device donated by Sunshine Cinemas that allows him to set up his mobile theatre where it is needed. He joins me on the line now, Buhle Sithela from Khayelitsha. Molo Buti.
Molo Butam, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. The Sunshine Cinema, I suppose, would not necessarily be operational in the last day or two, given the fact that there have been far too many clouds, right?
Sorry?
Your mobile cinema may not be working for the last couple of days because there's no sunshine, or does it store up energy and it allows you to showcase its movies regardless of whether there's sunshine or not?
Okay, I have two options. When it's rainy, I can charge my solar battery with the electricity. Hello.
And what made you, how did you come about this technology, Buhle? How did you find out that this was the one way that you can make the people of Khayelitsha enjoy movies?
Okay, for me, like I first work in like in film production. I would assist in the events, setting up the sound for the screenings, but in town. But I wanted to do it here in Khayelitsha because like we don't have that kind of a space here in Khayelitsha. So I started the bin cleaning because I wanted to buy a projector so I can screen. Then I had to work because I had to grow my experience also. Then I got Sunshine Cinema. I worked for them for 6 months, and I pitched the idea that I would like to host some screening here in Khayelitsha. And I want something that is mobile, that I can take it anywhere in township and in rural communities. And they say they have this initiative of a sandbox, a solar cinema that fits in a box.
And how does it work, Buhle? So do you drive, for example, with something that you're pulling in a trailer that you then put up in a field somewhere in Khayelitsha or perhaps inside a venue somewhere? How does it practically work, the system?
Okay, for me, like my cinema, like I can, it's like a small case, it's in a small box, I can carry it, but it's heavy, but I don't have a transport yet. So I will take a taxi if I'm going to a venue, or I will maybe hire someone to take me to the venue, then I will set up there. Then like it's easy for me to set up, I can do the setup on my own. Then I need a few guys to help me with the crowd control.
And how has it been received by the people of Khayelitsha? I mean, I remember growing up as a child, going to the community center in Gugule to paying 2 cents to go and watch Jackie Chan movies. And it used to be full of people. Do you have a similar sort of demand for your movies in Khayelitsha?
Yes, people like they enjoy, like even from young to old people. I'll put it in the street and people, they'll just come. And I'll invite few and people just come to the screening. It's easy for me and people like they engage. I see when the projector is playing the movie and people are quiet. Yeah, that's when I see that it has an impact on the people.
And what sort of movies do you show?
Okay, for me, I screen like African movies, like documentaries, short films, and also like some documentaries and short films, and also I would like to get some animation for the kids as well, because I want to also host like kids screening.
And where do you get your films from, Buhle?
Okay, for now I source my films. I ask films from people to give me short films, but like I got few short films from Black Filmmaker Film Festival in Cape Town scene. So like he gave me few short films, and also I got another guys now, like they asked me about my plans for June 16, and they said they're gonna give me Sarafina, but I can't remember the name of the organization, but they said they will help me. So like that's how I'm getting the movies. I source them on Facebook and on radio interviews like this.
Do you charge the people coming to watch the movies a fee, or is it for free for them?
Okay, for me, it's for free for them. I do it free so that I don't have to pay like film licenses because I don't have like that budget. So for me, if I want to make some money to cover for the venue that I paid, I will sell popcorn, and also I will put a donation box. Maybe if someone enjoyed, they can donate for me so that it can be sustained for a long run.
So what happens next, Moshe?
Okay, now on Friday, I'm screening Sarafina here in Harare, in Khayelitsha. I would like to get like 70 people to come and watch movies. I will try and organize some popcorn. It's a free cinema, and I want the kids, all people to come. It's on a holiday, so like that is my plan now. And also for the Red Bull Academy, I'm also looking up to that because now I got a coach. So I give my feedback to someone. So when I have some challenges.
Moshe Sithela, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. And on one of the days, who knows, I might just come out to Khayelitsha and go and enjoy one of your screenings. Unfortunately, I won't be in the city on Friday, the 16th of June. Otherwise, I would have come to watch Sarafina. I haven't seen that movie in more than 10 years. Moshe Sithela is a cinema entrepreneur in Khayelitsha and has worked with the incredible partnerships of Sunshine Cinemas to use a solar-powered device that he's able to take from one part of Khayelitsha to the next to ensure that the people of Khayelitsha are able to enjoy cinema. A lot of short films and animation that he's looking for, and obviously I imagine that Sarafina will be the first feature-length film that he'll be showing and showcasing in Khayelitsha. Wonderful, wonderful work, no doubt, that is being done by the young man.